Hello from an autumnal London town. I'm Jodie, the Sales and Marketing Director from Julie and Chichester, and I'm sat with the lovely Helen, Export Manager. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
We've got together for a coffee and we're talking about our Julie and Chichester Autumn Winter collection. It's a collection that really packs a punch. There are chairs, there's bar stools, there's a punchy new bed, you name it, we've got it. But if we were forced to pick a hero piece, the piece that stands out, what would yours be, Helen?
Mine be. So this is flipped around between about three pieces.
Always.
Yes, and I have my firm fave. But for me, flipping between the Juju mirror, which is beautiful, then I kind of went over to the Monty bedside, and then I landed.
Eventually.
At the cloud desk. How we work here is we see CAD drawings and we see samples go back and forth between Jules and the factory, which is actually it's quite an honour to see, I think. And the one, and I was quite excited about it when I saw the drawing. Then we see the pictures and we're like, this is going to be nice, but for me it has to be the cloud desk. It is what I love about working here is how he uses mixed media. So it's got the beautiful rosewood, the black vellum, which I think is becoming a bit of a classic for us. So you've got that lovely, wrapped black leather as well. So you've got a bit of a Jack Adney inspiration.
That's what I was going to say.
Which is fabulous.
Yeah, it crosses multiple eras, doesn't it? Because the desk itself is mid-century in its style, kind of quite retro.
Yeah.
The name Cloud comes from the floating shelves,
which I found really funny. And that's how it came about, literally.
And then you've got that classic rosewood.
And the rosewood, yeah.
The vellum, which gives it style.
Yeah.
And that va-va-voom.
Gives it character.
And then the nod to the 20s with the Jacques Adney.
Yeah.
You're right. It's. I think it's a power piece. And if we think about how our lives are at the moment, it's all about working from home, and it's about creating not just functional, but luxurious spaces that we can really, really bed in.
Yeah, I know. And what I loved about it as well, which I didn't realise embarrassingly until Julian actually pointed it out, because obviously I really look at the CAD drawings, is that what I love about it is you could put that in the centre of a room, because on the other side of it, obviously you've got the lovely drawers with the handles, but they're actually like pockets.
They're open, aren't
they? They're open, so you can actually put, if you were say to put it in your, like even in our showroom, or if you've
a living room where you're tight for space.
Yeah, exactly. So in there, you could just put books in
there. Dress
it. Yeah.
Or you could put a gesso pair in there.
I was thinking of gesso pair. And so in it, it's these little things. And to be fair, I've been staring at that desk for a week in the window, and it was only until when Julia went, oh, have you noticed this? And I was like, sorry boss, no.
But that's
that's what I love about it. It's 360, and every time you look at it you see something else, and it looks lived in even though it's brand new. So it's got, like I said,
it's got character, hasn't it? And like all of our pieces, it's appreciating the past to bring forward to the future, which I agree with.
Yeah. And I'm also very excited to see how people customise it. I think that's going to be a really interesting one to see how people
watch this space.
It.
For those listeners out there, Custom Corner.
Yeah.
So, well,
so
for
yours?
Me, well, Helen, I've come full circle myself, and I, as you know, have been an avid fan of our bobbin chairs, as have most of the UK design industry. We've expanded the range in full this year. It was inspired by some bedsides we were approached to do by the Pig Hotels, as you know. And I don't know why we hadn't thought about doing it before. It seems so obvious when
What's
you
your
look at.
Well,
back? Yeah, we were. You know, it's really lovely to do hospitality because it brings forward all these ideas, and a custom, I guess. But it's definitely bobbin collection is as a whole, the whole idea of this spool or carved. Or apparently the right way to say it is ball-turned.
Ball-turned?
Ball-turned.
I can't say that again.
No. it's having a revival. Mm. It has over the years, but definitely at the moment. Sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And sorry for the listeners, we're just having a coffee. No, it's no problem. And you can see it across the board. Chelsea Textiles have done a collaboration with Turner Pocock, and we're all reimagining this design in a new way. You know, originally dates back to the 16th, 17th century, but it would be carved wood, quite heavy, whereas now...
Like an ebony or
a mahogany. Whereas what we've done now is we've lightened the design. It's much more freeform. And the likes of, like I said, Chelsea Textiles, they've brought in this range with the lovely ladies at Turner Pocock, and that is all bright lacquer. So it's taking that old, bringing it to today, and we're all still living in this colour, and quite frankly, we really need that right
we
now.
We need a little bit of brightness.
So that loops me back round. So for me, it's the bobbin bed by a long stretch.
You really like the finish of the gesso.
Again, like I was saying about the bright colours, what gesso does is it gives these pieces, this tradition, a bit of a sense of humour. It's sculptural, it's freeform, and it's sort of, like I said, it's looking back at tradition and reimagining it for today. And there's just something so beautiful about this antique gesso that is blends into any room.
It kind of reminds me, you know, the architecture in Barcelona.
What's
his name?
Gaudi.
There's the way it's sculptured and stuff. You know, sometimes on top of his buildings, he used to always put this lovely,
like turned
natural, because he was obviously always inspired by like natural forms and shells and things like that. And for me, I look at it and I always think back to my lovely art trip when I was 16 to Barcelona,
but
and
isn't
that lovely sculptural feel to
isn't
it.
That brilliant that pieces of furniture can resonate in such a way
yeah.
that they take you back to a time or a place, and again, that's what our line is all about. So yeah, there we are. We've just about rounded everything up. And for you all out there, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. We are at Julian Chichester UK and at Julian Chichester USA. And stay tuned. There's more to come next year.